Utilize intention for life's forces effectively. Intention is commonly seen as a strong determination to achieve something. However, it's more than that. Intention isn't just a personal drive, it's a powerful force within the universe. It surrounds us and resides within us, beyond our direct control. Intention is an energy that exists independently, neither created nor destroyed. Consider how you began as a combination of a sperm and an egg. From that very moment, a plan was set in motion. Your features, body shape, and even the possibility of wrinkles in old age were all part of this plan. This is the force of intention. Every living creature on Earth, from lions to acorns, shares this power. If you crack open an acorn, you won't find a tree inside, but that doesn't mean it isn't destined to become one. The tiny acorn is driven by the intention to grow into a towering oak tree. Choose intentions over ego. Human potential is shaped by our intentions. Unlike an acorn, we have the freedom to decide whether to follow our intended path. However, our choices can be clouded by something uniquely human, the ego. The ego misguides us into believing that our worth is defined by achievements or possessions, or by others' opinions of us. When we prioritize ego over intention, we lose sight of our true purpose. To truly grow and fulfill our potential, we must shed our ego and allow our intentions to guide us. By doing so, we can confidently evolve into the strong, resilient individuals we are meant to be. Believe in achieving incredible. In the past, ships were only made of wood because people thought iron would sink in water. They were focused on what seemed impossible rather than what could work. It took a while for them to understand that iron can float if it's not too heavy compared to the water it displaces. Think about Alexander Graham Bell, who invented the telephone. He didn't waste time worrying about not communicating. Likewise, Thomas Edison, who created the light bulb, didn't focus on darkness. These inventors changed society because they didn't dwell on failure, they aimed for success. To achieve success, imagine yourself already accomplishing your goals. Visualize it as if it's happening now, not in the future. By picturing yourself in the desired situation, you tap into the power of intention. This connects your imagination to the energy needed to make your aspirations a reality. The power of imagination. Many of us underestimate the strength of our imaginations. We often rely solely on willpower to achieve our goals, not realizing that imaginative thinking is the real key to success. Consider firewalking, an ancient practice where people walk barefoot over hot coals. If you approach the coals fearing they will burn you, you'll need all your willpower to step across them. But more often than not, you'll end up with burned feet. However, if you can imagine yourself crossing the coals unharmed, you can do so without even a blister. This demonstrates the crucial difference between relying on willpower alone versus utilizing the power of your imagination. Connect with God's uplifting energy. On your journey to achieving your goals, you'll face challenges. Imagine it like a game show called The Match Show, where teammates earn points by giving similar answers. To succeed, align your actions with the positive force of creation. When you think positively and act in harmony with this creative energy, success becomes natural. However, negative thoughts can hinder your progress, making your goals harder to achieve. One big problem with achieving your goals is dwelling on what you lack. For example, focusing on not having enough money can attract more poverty into your life. This concept isn't new, even the Old Testament says, "As he thinketh, so is he." By harnessing the power of positive thinking, you can align your thoughts with your intentions. Instead of thinking of yourself as poor, start affirming, "I have abundance in my life." This shift in focus can help manifest your desires more effectively. Overcome past stories. When you constantly tell yourself a story about your past struggles, like "I've always had a hard time making friends," you're setting a trap for your future. This way of thinking creates a pattern that your mind and actions will follow. It's like a self-fulfilling prophecy because your thoughts shape your reality. Successful people understand this and avoid rigid self-images. Instead of dwelling on what has been, focus on what you want to achieve. Replace old stories with new possibilities. Instead of saying "I've always struggled," try saying "I will have close, supportive friends." Watch how this shift in thinking can change your life for the better. Your purpose matches your maker's purpose. Many of us often lie awake at night pondering one crucial question: what am I doing with my life? We all seek our purpose, what we're meant to do on this earth. While finding this answer isn't easy, Setting intentions can help clarify the confusion. Even if you feel adrift, the truth is reassuring. You've always had a purpose, even before you were born, before you were even conceived. This might sound strange, but it makes sense when you realize that every atom and molecule in the universe, including those that formed you, is part of something greater. If there is a divine purpose, and you are a part of it, then you also share in that purpose. God's purpose involves creating, giving life, and spreading love, beauty, and peace, and that is also your purpose. You were intentionally made by God. Your life always has meaning because you were made for a reason. If you want to define your purpose more clearly, look to God. God spends His time giving, life, love, and wisdom. You can find purpose in giving as well. Even though you can't take anything with you when you leave this world, you can give away your time, possessions, and knowledge while you can. If you're looking for purpose, focus on being genuinely helpful to those around you. Essential spirituality, cultivate self-love. To utilize the power of intention, it's crucial to fully accept and appreciate yourself. Loving yourself is essential because you can't truly love God without it. When you're in harmony with God, you tap into a field of intention filled with love, beauty, and creativity. To connect with this positive energy, you must radiate positive vibes yourself. If you lack self-love, it becomes challenging to send out and receive positive energy in return. Thus, loving yourself is fundamental to aligning with God's loving intentions and creating a positive energy exchange in the world. Recognize that you and God are inseparable. You are a part of God, embodying His love, wisdom, creativity, and success. Loving yourself means loving God. However, criticizing yourself means rejecting God's love and abilities. Your self-perception affects the energy you emit. People with high self-esteem radiate positive energy, resonating with the greatness of God and the universe. Consequently, they attract positivity and achieve their goals. In contrast, those with low self-esteem emit negative energy, attracting pain, poor relationships, and failure. Boost your self-esteem. To improve your self-esteem, start by looking in the mirror each morning and telling yourself, "I love myself." Some might worry this could make them arrogant, but acknowledging self-love isn't about feeling superior to others. Instead, it's about recognizing your worth and connection to something greater. When you open yourself to self-love, you also open yourself to the power of intention. This power will guide you as you host positive influences, helping you align with your true intentions. Release stress deepens spiritual connection. Many of us have felt stress and anxiety at some point. It's not something we choose, yet it often finds us. But can we truly bid farewell to stress forever? While stress may seem natural when things go wrong, these feelings aren't something we're born with. As humans, we seek peace and calm. To banish stress and find peace, start by realizing that stress is a reaction, not an inevitable occurrence. When you feel anxious or stressed, it's not something happening to you like a physical attack, it's a response you can manage. A simple way to reduce stress is by recognizing it early. For example, imagine you're waiting in line behind someone who's slowing things down with questions you find frustrating. As impatience and stress start creeping in, that's your cue to pause and reflect. Change perspective to find joy. To feel closer to God and regain joy, you need to adjust how you see things. Consider the slow person ahead of you. Instead of irritation, see them as a gift from God. They might be there to remind you to relax and focus on your intentions. When faced with this situation, saw the person as an angel sent by God, prompting him to reconnect with his intentions. It may sound strange, but when stressed, try viewing challenges as signals to rethink your approach to life. Great people arrive when you're prepared. If you constantly find yourself with the wrong friends or partners, feeling unsupported and unloved, it's time for a change. Rather than blaming others when they let you down, consider this: the key to attracting the right people into your life lies in changing yourself. When you make changes in how you approach relationships, you pave the way for healthier connections that truly support and uplift you. If you want loving and supportive people in your life, you must embody those qualities yourself. Consider someone who complains that their romantic partners are selfish and uncaring, yet they are cold and self-centered. How can they expect love if they don't give it? The truth is, the right people for you are already out there. You don't have to search far because we are all connected through the universe and God. Trust in timing for meeting supportive people. Simply have faith that loving, supportive individuals will come into your life at the right time. When you truly believe this, you show confidence to the world. By aligning with the universe's intentions, you'll attract the right people. They won't appear on your schedule, but when you're genuinely prepared to welcome them, when you're open-hearted and already the person you aspire to meet. Patience is crucial. Your intentions will unfold naturally. Trying to rush them is like pulling on a young plant, expecting it to bloom faster. Instead of forcing relationships and opportunities, trust that everything happens in its own time. Only later in life might you realize that everyone came into your journey exactly when they were meant to, all part of a greater plan. Key points. 1. Intentions shape our potential, they're more powerful than mere determination. 2. Focus on intentions over ego to stay aligned with your true purpose. 3. Visualize success and tap into the power of imagination to achieve goals. 4. Accept self-love and positivity to connect with God's uplifting energy. 5. Release stress by managing reactions and changing perspectives. 6. Promote patience and trust in the timing of life's unfolding events. 7. Align actions with positive intentions to attract supportive relationships and opportunities.